Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayim. We begin 5 lines from the top, Tezayim, with Aleph, with the 2 dots, where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ubishtar, that an Eved Ivri can be acquired, he can be nikne with a shtar. Now, Minolan, how do we know that a shtar can go and obligate a person to be an Eved Ivri? So Amar Ula tells us based upon the Pasuk, Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, Imacheris hi kachlo. This is by an Amar Ivriya. So the Amar Ivriya, as we mentioned many times, is given over not just for the purposes of financial benefit, but hopefully the amount of money that is given to the father when he sells his daughters. And Amar Ivriya, hopefully that will be yud. That will be for kiddushin, either to the master or to the master's son. But if for whatever the reason they decide not to go and marry her, and imacheres yikachlo, and if they take another wife, so then in that situation, so the pasuk tells us that the connection with this Amo Ivri and the other wife, they're compared. So he kisha kosev liacheres. So she is compared, this Amo Ivri, to the other wife. So therefore, umo acheres miknaya bishtar, just like this other wife can come in with kesef shtar ubia, so too, the Amo Ivri af Amo Ivri miknaya bishtar. So too, an Amo Ivri can be acquired via shtar. Now, so this works out very well according to the opinion that says that the master is the one that writes such a shtar. And if it works for an Amo Ivri, it will work for an Eved Ivri as well. So that works out great if the master is the one, the Baal is the one that goes and writes the shtar. So according to that man, the Amo, which we'll see in a moment, but this machlokas is, it works out well. El man the Omar of Kosovo, but according to the man the Omar, it says it's the father that writes the shtar to the Adon. So then the Adon is not giving a shtar. So there, Michael, remember, how can you say that the woman can be acquired with a shtar because the Adon is not giving the shtar? The father is the one that's giving the shtar. And what is this machlokas ditmar? We said shtar Amar Ivriya, the shtar that's giving over for an Amar Ivriya to become the Amar Ivriya, mi koso, who is the one that writes it? So we have a machlokas, Rav Huna Amar Adon koso. Rav Huna is of the opinion that is the master, the Adon, that goes and writes it, and therefore he is acquiring her with the shtar. But according to Rav Chista Amar of koso, he says that the father is the one that goes and writes the shtar, and therefore we have a problem according to Rav Chista, because Hanichla Rav Huna, that the master is the one that writes the shtar, so we can understand how you can tell us this is the source that an Amo Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar, and if Amo Ivriya can be acquired with a shtar, we make the hekish that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a shtar. But Ella Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista's opinion, that no, it's the father of Kosvo, so that Michael Memra, then how can you say that the Eved Ivri, Amo Ivriya, are acquired with a shtar from the Adon? They're acquired with a shtar from the father, and that's not the same thing. So how would we answer that up according to Rav Chista? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he would say that Rav Chista would use the following pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Lo Seitzei Kitzei Tzu Avadim. The Amo Ivriya doesn't leave this relationship of being an Amo Ivriya in the same way that a Tzei Tzu Avadim, like an Eved Kenani, leaves. That implies that, however, Avonikness he, Kikinyan Avodim. She can, in fact, be acquired in the same way that an Eved Kenani is acquired. Umayin you, and what way is that? So the Gemara says, Shtar. So this pasuk, Lo Tzeitzei Kitzeitzu Avodim, she doesn't go out like an Eved Kenani, but she can come in the same type of a Kinyan that an Eved Kenani comes in with, which would be a Shtar. And that's how Rav Chista would learn out this din. Now the Gemara says, why do we say that this means a shtar? The Ema, maybe it means that Lo Tzeitzei Kitzeitzu Avadim, you can't go out the same way that an Eved Kenani goes out, but you can come in the same way that an Eved Kenani comes in. Avo Niknas Hi Kikinyan Avadim, like an Eved Kenani comes in with Chazaka. Umayin Hu Chazaka. They come in with Chazaka. You do some sort of an action with the Eved Kenani, you make him plow your field, and that's the Kenyan, and it's not a shtar. So maybe that's what the pasuk refers to, Lo Tzeitzei Kitzeitzu Avadim. You don't go out like an Eved Kenani, but you come in like an Eved Kenani with chazaka and not shtar. So Rav Chista would answer to that, no, we have another pasuk. Omer Kora, the pasuk says, Visnachaltem osam livnechem acharechem. It means that the Eved will be for you an inheritance to your children who come after you. Now it says the extra word osam. It doesn't say visnachaltem livnechem acharechem. It says visnachaltem osam livnechem acharechem. So osam b'chazaka, only the Eved Kenani is with a chazaka, but lo acher b'chazaka, but nobody else is acquired with a chazaka. So this would tell us that when we learn lo tzeitzei kitzeitzu avadim, it must be talking about a shtar and not chazaka. Or says, maybe the other way around. The Ema, Oso Mishtar, to Lo Acha Mishtar. No, maybe it means that the Eved Kenani can be acquired with a shtar, but no other person can be acquired with a shtar. And this would be a raya against the Eved Ivri or the Amo Ivriya being acquired with a shtar. Moshe says, no, that's what we have. Haksiv, lo tzitzeki, tzitzavadim, to tell us that they don't go out like an Eved Kenani, but they can come in like an Eved Kenani, which would be a shtar. Moshe says, who says? Umaris, we have one way to include and one way to exclude. Why are you including that they can come in with a shtar and they can't come in with chazaka? Maybe it's the other way around. They can come in with the chazaka and they can't come in with a shtar. Why did you see it this way? So Moshe says, mistabra, it makes more sense that that it's a shtar that allows them to be acquired and not chazaka. Mistabra, shtar, hevole l'rabuye, because shekei motzio bevas Yisrael, because a shtar works to go bring a Jewish girl out of a marriage, so it makes sense that a shtar should work to go bring a Jewish girl into a marriage, and the same thing would apply for an amohay avriya. Just like a shtar is something that can be bringing somebody into the marriage, so too the shtar can go bring the amohay avriya into this status of being now the amohay avriya or the eved ivri, and not chazak. Moore says, Adirabba, no, you can still say it the exact opposite way. Chazaka havelele rabuye, it makes more sense to include chazaka as a method of acquisition and not shtar, because chazaka shekein kona b'nichsi ager, that you can acquire the nechasim of a ger with chazaka, but you can't acquire the nechasim of a ger with a shtar. So, for example, if a ger, a convert, dies without having children, so they have no relatives, because they're ger sheniskaya kikot shenola dami, so all of their biological relatives don't technically inherit them. So this ger who converted has no yarship. So anybody that acquires his property acquires it after his death. Now, how do you acquire it? You can't acquire it with a shtar. You can only acquire it with a chazaka. So it makes sense to say the chazaka is stronger than shtar, and therefore, if you have a choice from the pasuk chitzei lo seisei kitzei suavadim to teach us one thing, and not the other one, so then it makes sense to learn how chazaka brings you in, but not a shtar, and not the other way around, like we said. So the problem returns, why do we learn specifically that shtar is acquiring, chazaka is not? So Gemara says, because we don't find that a chazaka works in regards to ishus. Yes, a chazaka works in regards to Nichse Hager, but it doesn't work in regards to a marriage in terms of husband and wife. So therefore, shtar does work. So therefore, if you have to include one and exclude one, it makes sense to include the one that's already included in marriage, shtar, and to exclude the one that has nothing to do with marriage, chazaka. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, you could say, lahachi ahana, imacheres yikachlo. That's why bedavka it said, imacheres yikachlo. So therefore, that already tells us we're dealing over here with marriage. And therefore, if you're dealing over here with marriage, so then it makes more sense to say a shtar, because marriage can be elsewhere by a Jewish lady, can be with a shtar, and not by a chazaka. So these are two reasons why we can explain Rav Chisda's opinion, even saying that the woman is able to be acquired, the Amar Vriya, or the Eved Ivri is able to be acquired with a shtar. And these are the rationale behind it. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Huna, what does he do with these extra psukim? Rav Huna, who learned it straight out from Imacheres Yikachlo, so what does he need the extra words? Hai lo seitzei kitein suavadim, that extra pasuk by Darishbe. He doesn't need it to teach us that, yes, you can't go out like an Eved Kenani, but you can come in like an Eved Kenani with a shtar. He doesn't need that, because he learns it straight out from Imacheres Yikachlo. So what does he do with the extra words, lo tzitzei kitzei suavadim? So Gemara says, how miboyle, he needs those words, lo tzitzei kitzei suavadim, she'ena yotza b'roshe varim ke'evet. That, rachmona litzlan, if the woman loses her fingers, or she loses her eye, or she loses any of the 24 evarim of the body that are what are called tips of the body, so such as the roshe evarim, so they Eved Kenani would go out, but a amohay avriya doesn't go out. So how mibayli, you need this pasuk, lo tzitzei kitzei suavadim, to teach us, she'ena yotza b'roshei evarim ke'eved. No, that's great. Now Rav Huna learned this out. Where does Rav Chisda learn this out from? Rav Chisda also has to learn out that the amohay avriya doesn't go out with the loss of the roshei evarim, shein v'ayin, and the other roshei evarim. Rav Chisda, where does he learn this out from? Im kein, lichtov kra lo tzeitzei ko'avadim. If you only wanted to learn out one din, it should have said lo tzeitzei ki'etzei so'avadim. And that would teach me that, well, you don't go out with the same way that an Eved Kenani comes out, but you come in with the way that an Eved Kenani comes in, i.e. shtar. If it only wanted to teach us that, it should have said lo tzeitzei ka'avadim. Why did it add the extra word kitzeis? My kitzeis suavodim, that comes to teach us the second drasha as well, that she doesn't go out with the Rosh Yevarim, the Shein V'ayin, and the other Rosh Yevarim, Shvami Notarti. You can learn out both. You can learn out Rav Chisda's din, that yes, you don't go out like the Eved Kenani, but you do come in like the Eved Kenani with the shtar, and you can also learn out that you don't go out like the Eved Kenani who goes out with Rosh Yevarim, Shein V'ayin, and the other Rosh Yevarim, and that doesn't apply to an Amo Hevriya or an Eved Ivri. Okay. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that the woman who's an Amo Avriya, also goes out by working 6 years. If she completes the 6 years before she has Simanim, so she also goes out. She came in as a Amo Avriya at the age of 4, and 6 years later, at the age of 10, she still doesn't have Simanim, but her 6 years are up, and the master doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't want his son to marry her, so then she goes out. The pasuk says, Shei Shanim Yavod, Uvashiyas, Yetzei Lachoshichinon, the Gomer. So after the 6 years are up, she goes out scot-free. And we also know by Yovel that she also goes out if the Yovel comes, because d'chsev, ashnasa Yovel, yavod imach, that she has to work only until the Yovel. So if in the 6 years there is a Yovel, she goes out free during that period of time. Likewise, she goes out, the Mishnah said, b'giron kesef, she gets to go out if you prorate the amount of time she has to work. So let's say she's supposed to work from 4 years to 10 years, to 6 years. And she works 3 years. The master decides, I'm not marrying her, and my son's not marrying her, so they can pay off the remaining 3 years. You prorate it. So if she was acquired for $600, so she worked 3 years, $300, she still owes $300. So b'giron kesef, you pay off the $300, and she can go out right then and there. Amar Chizkiah, how do we know all this? The Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, v'havda, for this last din, it says, Vavda, you shall help, we're going to go out. In other words, that the master should say, okay, I'll give you away, we'll not have to make you work those last 3 years, or somebody else will pay for them, and you don't have to work those last 3 years. So therefore, that is, we learn out from the Hefta. So that's how we learn out all of these additional dinim from the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Tana, v'kona es atzmo b'kesef u'b'shove kesef u'b'shtar. Likewise, it says that the Evet Ivri or the Amo Avriya can acquire themselves with paying off b'kesef, u'b'shov b'kesef, u'b'shtar. And they can go out and become a free person either by paying money or by paying shov b'kesef or by ishtar shichur. Now, b'shov b'kesef, we understand why kesef works because the pasuk says, they'll say, mikesef miknoso. If you pay off, so then you can go free. Im od rabos bashonim lefihin yoshiv gulaso, mikesef miknoso. You pay off, prorated the amount, and you go free. Likewise, Shava Kesef also, Nami, the pasuk says, Yoshiv Gula So, Amar Rachmana, and that comes to be Marbel, the rabble, Shava Kesef, Kesef, money, and the equivalent of money, Shava Kesef, they are both good. No problem. Real easy, straight from the sukkim. El Hai Shtar, Ishtar Shichur, Hechi Dami, what exactly are we talking about that the Evet Ivri goes out with the Shtar Shichur, or the Amo Evriya? Ilema, if you're telling me, the cost of Le Shtara Adame, if you're telling me that it's basically an IOU. So let's say there were $300 left, 3 years left, and he says, here's an IOU for $300. So then that's kesef. I knew kesef. That's not called a shtar. That's called kesef or shava kesef. Ella, it must mean that it's a straight document of shichur. Ella shichra. How does that work? Shtar lomeli. Why would you need a shtar? All he has to do is say, go free. Lay malay, be a patre. He should tell it over in front of two kosher witnesses. Zil, you're now free. And he's giving up. He's giving up his shibud on the person. Now, or alternately, inami ba pebedino, or you say in front of the basin, zil, you're free. So that should be enough. Why does he have to go and actually give him a shtar? So Rabba explains, Amar Rabba, you know why? Because there is a kinyan hagufia, even though the Evet Ivri is not a full kinyan like Evet Kanani. And Evet Kanani is kinyan kaspo. Kini Truma, even if he is owned by Cohen, where Evet Ivri, it's owned by Cohen, it's not called the real Kenyan Kaspo. There's no real Kenyan in the Guth. He just has the rights to that person's handiwork, so to say. Nevertheless, there still is an aspect of Kenyan Agufia. That's what Rava says. Amar Rava is also Meris. You can see from here that you need a shtar because you can't just be Mavatel, this Kenyan that you have in the Guth, to a certain extent of the Evet Ivri. There's also Meris, Evet Ivri Gufo Konri. There is an aspect of Kenyan Aguf here, even though it's nowhere near the same as the Kenyan Aguf of an Evet Kanani. And therefore, the Harav Shemochel al Girono and Girono Mochel. That's why, in this situation, just by saying in front of two kosher witnesses, or in front of the basin, I'm giving you up, that's not able to voluntarily just give up, even with a verbal declaration, the share that he has, so to say, in the Evet Ivri. And in fact, you need a shtar to go do that, a shtar shichur, to go give up that aspect of the Kenyan Guf that you have with the Evet Ivri. Okay, the Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah where it said, Yisero lov Amo Avriya. There are other ways that an Amo Avriya goes out, in addition to all the ways that we just said for an Evet Ivri. The Amo Avriya goes out with all of those ways, but in addition, the Amo Avriya has the ability to go out when she has Simonim, when she becomes a Nara, so the Simoni Naras allow her to go out, as opposed to an Evet Ivri, even if he has Simonim, he doesn't go out. Now, Reish Lakish says there's another way that the Mishnah didn't mention. Yisera lov Amo Avriya, it should have also said, according to Reish Lakish, and this is what we're going to spend most of the rest of the Shir on, Amo Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Amo Avriya kones atzma, the Amo Avriya goes and acquires herself Likewise, b'misas ha'av, when her father passes away, she leaves merishus adon. She leaves the rishus of this person. So her father sold her, and then when her father passes away, if it's before the 6 years, before she gets simanim, she also goes free. So her father sells when she's 4 years old. Nebuch, her father dies when she's 7 years old. So she hasn't had simanim naris. It hasn't been a yovel. It hasn't been 6 years, and yet she goes free, according to Reish Lakish. She goes with the misas ha'av, she leaves the rishus of the adon, and this is based upon the following kavuchomer. Mikavuchomer, what is that? Uma simonim, the fact that she reaches the age of simonim, she reaches simoni naris, and she'eino motzim rishus ha'av, she still belongs to her father, even though she's a nara, she only leaves her father's domain, so to say, fully when she's a bogeris. So even though she has simonim, she still is in the domain of her father. Nevertheless, motzim rishus adon, but simonim remove her from being an Amo Avriya, she's no longer in the domain, in the Rishus, of the Baal, of the Adon, who had purchased her. So if that's true, then Kal v'chomer. So Misa, the death of the father, Shemotziyam Rishus Av, when the father never passes away, she no longer is in his domain. So certainly then, Enodin Shemotziyam Rishus Adon, so the death of the father should also have the ability to remove her from the Rishus of the Adon. This is a Kal v'chomer, which will ultimately later in the Shia shlug up, but right now we have to deal with this Kal v'chomer. So right now this is a valid Kal v'chomer, and therefore Reish Lakish says this also should have been listed in the Mishnah, Yisera Olav Amavriya, in that not only she goes out with Simanim, but he should have also had said that she goes out with Misas Av. So that's Rav Hoshaya says. So why didn't the Mishnah state so? Meisvei Rav Hoshaya knew our Mishnah didn't say that. Yisera love Amo Avriya Shekone Esaso B'Simanim. According to you, V'Misa, according to Reish Lakish, she goes out with the Misa Sa'av. It should have stated so. Nisnei Nami Misa Sa'av. So the question on Reish Lakish is, your Kal v'chomer is very nice, so why didn't the Mishnah include it? So Reish Lakish says simply, Tana V'Shir, our Mishnah wasn't the laundry list. Our Mishnah did not include every single way that the Amo Avriya goes out. So we always have Tana V'Shir. There must be at least two things. So one of them, according to Reish Lakish, is Misa Sa'ab. Now what's the other one? My Shir, the High Shir. So you have to have another thing. You never just leave out one thing. You always leave out two or more. So you're telling me one was Misa Sa'ab. What's the other one that you can argue Tana V'Shir? So Reish Lakish says, Shir Misa Sa'adon. Likewise, if the Adon goes out, so then this Amo Avriya doesn't have to go and continue working for the son or for the daughters or any other relatives that inherit this father, this Adon. So therefore, Shir Misas Ha'adon. So that's also left out. So the two things that are left out here are, in addition to the Simanim, which is mentioned, there's the Misas Ha'av and Misas the Adon. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, no big deal why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because Tanav Shir. Where it says, no. If that were correct, so in Mishum Misa Sa'adon, if you're telling me that the Misa of the Adon is left out, then Lav Shiru, that's not a Shir, because the Kiva the Ikonami Be'ish, we do have that an Eved Ivri, who was Nirtza, so he doesn't have to go work for the master's son or other relatives when the master dies. So that's a separate din that we learn out, and that is that the Nirtza, an Eved Ivri that was Nirtza, lo, doesn't have to go and work in this situation, and therefore, loktani. That's why it's not Yisera. It's not in this situation, Yisera of Amavriya, because, in fact, it doesn't only apply to an Amavriya that she goes out with the Misa of the Adon, but it also applies to an Eved Ivri who's a Nirtza. He also goes out with the Misa of the Adon, and therefore it's not Yisera. So that's why it's not listed over there, and therefore we only have one thing, Misa Sa'av, and therefore our question returns, why didn't our Mishnah state it if Reish Lakish is correct? So Gemara says, Taka, why didn't our Mishnah state? Vela Nisnei, if Reish Lakish is, in fact, correct in his Kal v'chomer, so granted, we no longer have Tana v'Shir, so why didn't our Mishnah state it if it's only one thing? So what Reish Lakish would say is as follows. Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Dovor Shiesh Lo Kitzvok Tani. He only wrote things that have a specified set limit. Death doesn't have a specified set time or limit. So therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah wasn't listing things that are a variable. So the death of the father is a variable. Maybe he will die, maybe he won't die, maybe he'll die in year one, maybe he'll die in year five, maybe he'll die never. The daughter could die before him. So therefore, something that doesn't have a kitzvah, doesn't have a set amount, the Tana of our Mishnah chose not to say. But all the other things in the Mishnah, they have a set amount, sheishanim, 6 years. It's vidafka 6 years, not five, not seven. The amount of money, that's a set amount of money. It was bought for $600, so it's $100 per year. That's a set amount. Yovel, that's a set time. So all of the other things in the Mishnah, that the woman goes out, the Amavriya goes out, and Evidivri goes out, they're all set. And therefore, things that have a kitzvah, the Tana decided to write. But things that don't have a kitzvah, Reish Lakish said, the Tana didn't include them. So you don't have to say Tana Vishir. You can say the reason why he didn't list Nisa Sa'ab, because that's correct from the Kal V'chomer, because he wasn't listing things that have no set amount. And the Misa of the Av doesn't have a set time to it. It may or may not ever occur. Where it says, wait a second, V'ha Simanin. The Elam Kitzvah, Naris doesn't have a set time. The woman will get Simani Naris whenever she gets them. Some girls have their puberty at the age of 11, some have it at the age of 12, some have it at the age of 13. So that's not a set time, and nevertheless, the Tana listed Simonim, so that slugs up your point, Reish Lakish, Viktani, it was stated. So if you're telling me Misa Sa'av doesn't have a set time, so two Simonim don't have a set time. Why was Simonim listed and not Misa Sa'av? So where it says, Reish Lakish would answer what Rav Safra said. Omer Rav Safra said, Elam Kitzvah Lamala. As we turn to Tezayin of a base, that the Simonim don't have a limit in terms of the end. Yes, a girl can get Simonim when she's 11, she gets Simonim when she's 12, she gets Simonim at 13, 18 even. So there's no time on the upper side when the girl's Simonim have to have come by. But on the lower side, there is a limit. Simonim that occur before the age of 9 are not considered Simonim. So any Simonim that the girl has a physical maturity before the age of 9, as we'll learn now from the following Braisa, which is brought down from Nida. Now on the side, the Masoros HaShas says this is brought down from Nida Mem Zayin Omid Beis. It really is Mem Vav Omid Aleph. It's just a printing error. In any event, the Gemara in Nida tells us that there is a kitzvah on the lower limit side. No kitzvah on the upper limit side for Naris, but on the lower side there is. The Tanya, what does the Braisa tell us? It tells us, Ben Teisha Shonim Shehevi Shtei Saros. If a child has Shtei Saros at the age of 9 years old, so before the age of 9 years old in one day, it's considered shuma. It's just considered a warty type of growth, a mole that hair grows into, and it's not a simon of godless. It's a simon of this skin condition, this mole, this wart that has hair growing in it, and has nothing to do with maturity. It has nothing to do with physical maturity becoming a gadol. However, between the ages of Miben Teshon and Yom Echad, Ad Ben Yud Beishon and Yom Echad, between 9 years and one day, and 12 years and one day, Mari need to discuss it. We're talking about a boy or a girl. We'll leave that for another time. The Odon Bo, and if this original warty growth, this mole growth, had hair in it, but it's still there now, so the Tanakhama says, then it's still a Shuma. It still is considered not a simon of godless. But Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer simon. It is a simon of godless if it's still there. And then everybody agrees, Ben Yurgi Moshom Yom Echad, from 13 years in one day, everybody agrees, that is a valid simon of godless. So you clearly see over here that there is no upper limit, but there is a lower limit. Before the age of 9, everybody agrees, it doesn't have any significance to it. So therefore, this is a dover sheyesh lo kitzvah, and that's why the Tana included simanim. But one could argue, like Reish Lakish, it didn't include things that don't have a kitzvah, like the death of the father. So Reish Lakish is still okay. We still have a good explanation of why it wasn't included in the Mishnah. Now, Masa Rosheshes asks furthermore. Now here we're going to introduce a Braisa. The Braisa is actually found in its completeness 10 lines from the bottom of this daf. So I'm going to go down to 10 lines from the bottom, read the beginning of the Braisa, instead of picking it up right over here in the middle with Rav Shimon Omer. So if you go 10 lines to the bottom where the words on this Amud tell us Gufa, it tells us Elu Manikim Lohem. The following Avodim, Avodim Ivrim, either an Amo Evriya or an Evid Ivri, they're entitled to the Hanukkah, the severance pay, the parting gifts that you give to the Evid when they leave. What type of leaving is it talking about? Hayotzi Bishonim, if it's after the completion of the 6 years, or Uba Yovel, or at the Yovel, so that will also allow them to go free. Uva Misas Odon, if the Odon passes away, and there is no obligation to go and work for the sons. For the Amo of Ria, there still is a din that she works for the son, but not for the daughters or other relatives. And for the Nirtza, there is no din at all that you go and work for any of the children. So this is also a situation of Hanukkah. So for 6 years, or the Yovel, or the death of the Adon, and for the Amo of Ria, Bis Simonim. When she reaches the stage of Naris, she has Simonim Naris. In all of these situations, there is Hanukkah. Elu Manikin Lehem. However, the Braisa tells us, Avol Boreach, if the Eved Ivri runs away, he's not entitled to Hanukkah, V'yotzi B'yorin Kesef, Eimanikin Lo. And likewise, the Tanakhama says that if you pay off the debt, let's say it's a six-year debt for $600, and after 3 years, somebody gives you money and you pay off the remaining 3 years, so that's called Giron Kesef. So when you go free from that, the Tanakhama says you're not entitled to a severance check. You're not entitled to Hanukkah. So the Tanakhama says both the Boreach and the Yotze B'Giron Kesef, Eimanikin Lo. The Braisa continues, Remeir Omer Boreach Ein Maniklo. I agree with you, Tanakama, that the Boreach, the guy who ran away, he's not entitled to Hanaka. However, Vyotze Begiron Kesef Maniklo. But the one that goes away with Begiron Kesef, he does get entitled to Hanaka. Now, that's the Braisa that we don't quote, the Reish of the Braisa that we didn't quote now in our Gemara. Now we go back to our Gemara here right now, the Masiv Rav Sheshes, where we continue, we pick up that Braisa, which continues at the bottom of the daf. We'll read it again later on, but now we pick up from that point in time. So we have a context of what this Braisa is talking about. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon tells us, Dalid Manikilem, there are four scenarios, four categories where we do give Hanukkah. Three of them can be found with a man, and three with a woman. Gimel b'ish, gimel b'isha. Not all of them can be found with a man, not all of them can be found with a woman. And here we'll see the question on Rish Lakish. V'i'ata yocho lomar, and it's impossible to say that dalid, that all four of these categories that we're about to say, dalid b'yechot, should be either by a man or by a woman. Now, lefi, she'en simonim b'ish, because the four that we just mentioned before, simonim doesn't apply to an ish. And here is the kicker, the ain ritzia be'isha, and there is no din of ritzia by a woman. So that's why you can only have three in a man and three in a woman. But if Reish Lakish is correct, v'im isa, if it's true, according to Reish Lakish, that likewise a woman, amohavriya, goes free when her father dies. So if that's true, v'im isa, then you should have listed niste nami misas av. You should have listed another one over here who is entitled to Hanukkah when the father dies. And that's not listed here. Kash on Reish Lakish. Are you going to tell me? V'chitema. Hochanami tana v'shia. Now we're going to go through the same Shaka Batayah that we did a minute ago. We're going to have this again, and we'll have it one more time later on. So v'chitema hochanami tana v'shia. You're going to tell me that Reish Lakish says that there's more than one thing left out. It's not only Misa Sa'ab, but it's also leaving out other things as well. But it can't be, because here it says, when it gives a specific number, Dalid Manikin Lahem, you can't say Tana V'Shia. When it just says, these things are fitting this din, so then you can have Tana V'Shia. But if it says four things, it means four, and not five, not six, not eight. V'ha Arba Tani, it says Dalid Manikin Lahem, so you can't say Tana V'Shia. Are you going to tell me the Tana still only chose Uchitema Tana Dovashesh Lokitsuk Tani, Dovashen Lokitsuk Loktani? So the only listing, the Tana is only listing things that have a definitive time to it, such as 6 years, Yovel, Giron, Kasef. So he's only listing things that have a kitzur to them. And he therefore didn't list Mises Ab, which doesn't have a set time to it. But Dovash Ein Lo Kitzur, Lo Uktani. Aye, the same question we had before. Vasimanim, Dein Lam Kitzur, Uktani. But Simanim don't have a time to them. You could get Simanim, which is 11, 12, 13, 18, whatever. So nevertheless, that's listed. So again, you're going to tell me, the same terms we gave to Rav Safra, that they have no upper limit, but they have a lower limit. So then why didn't they say that over here too? But here it does list Misas Adon, which also not a guarantee that that's ever going to happen. And yet that is listed. So if Misas Adon is listed, then it should have listed Misas Ha'av as well. And that's the Kasha on Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, no, in fact, Misas Adon Nami Loktani. That wasn't one of the four things that was listed. Misas Adon Nami Loktani. Aye, then what are the four? Vela Arba, mind you. So then what are the four? So the first one is Shadim, the Gemara says. The second one is Yovel. That's that everybody goes free when the Yovel interrupts the 6 years. And then the Yovel Shiritziah. Then the Nirtza, he goes free also at the Yovel. That's the third one. There's not one category of Yovel. There's two categories of Yovel. And then the fourth is V'Amavriya B'Simanim. So there are four, and it didn't list Misas Adon. So therefore, Reish Lakish would argue it doesn't list Misas Adon, and it doesn't list Misas Av. And in fact, this is right, Reish Lakish says, Hochanami Mistab. It makes sense to say this, because keep on reading the Ketani Sefer. We read in the Braisa further that it said, you can't say that there are four in either the men or in the women category, because the fish ain't simonim be'ish, because man doesn't have simonim, so there are only three in the man. The ain't ritzia be'isha, and there is no ritzia in a woman. A woman can't be a nirtza. Now, if in fact you're telling me the misa, that misa of the adon is also included, so then b'isha miyah mishkachas l'arba, that the woman would have arba. So obviously the fourth one, or one of the four, must have been the yovel shavitzia, and that can't be included in the woman. If in fact it was talking about just yovel, so then a woman is included in yovel, and then if the fourth one was misas adon, so then a woman is included, and the woman would have all four. Ah, shmami no, Reish Lakish would say, see, I am correct. So again, Reish Lakish says, the din is Misa Sa'av, based upon the Kal v'chomer. In fact, the girl should go out with the Misa of the Av from being an Omer of Ria. She goes out, even though the Adon is still alive. When her father dies, she should go out. That's what Reish Lakish says. Now, we still ask on this. Mazar Rav Amram. Rav Amram asks Reish Lakish. He says, the Braisa says, Ve'elu manikim lehem, the following are the ones that get Hanukkah. They're entitled to Hanukkah. Hayotzei Bishanim, the one who goes out after the completion of the 6 years, so he's entitled to Hanukkah. Ubi Yovel, and in the Yovel, if you go out when the Yovel comes, you're entitled to Hanukkah. Oh, here it says, Uvimisa Sa'adon. Here it says, Befamish in this Braisa, with the death of the master, there is Hanukkah. And it says, Amavriya Bisimanim, and the Amavriya goes out with Simanim. And again, if Reish Lakish is right, the Misa, it should have listed that there are five things over here. Not only these four of Elu, but if Reish Lakish is right, it should have said also Nisne Nami Misas Av. It should have listed also the death of the father. She's entitled to Anaka. Again, you're going to tell me this Tana V'chitem Atona V'shir. That can't be because it says Va Elu Ktani. It says these, implying these and only these. It's as if it said four. If it says a specific number, you can't say Tana V'shir. And likewise, if it uses the lashon of the Elu, it can't say Tana V'shir. You're going to tell me V'chitem the Tana is only talking about Davish Eishlo Kitzur Tani, Davish Eishlo Kitzur Lok Tani. Again, the same Shakavatari that we had before. That the Tana is only listing things that have a definitive time to them, but something that doesn't have a definitive time, such as the death of the father, it's not listing. Vasimanim, the Elam Kitzur, Simanim don't have a Kitzur, nevertheless, Tani, they are listed. Are you going to tell me, V'chitema, Hachanamik, the Rosafra? The Rosafra said there's no upper limit, but there is a lower limit. So then, Hoyika Misa Sa'adon, but there is still Misa Sa'adon. It did list Misa Sa'adon, and that doesn't have a time limit. So once it lists Misa Sa'adon, it should have also listed Misa Sa'ad if Reish Lakish is right. And finally, we've slugged up Reish Lakish to Yufta, the Reish Lakish to Yufta. So Reish Lakish doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's been slugged up. And the only thing we now have to address is, Vaha Reish Lakish, Kavachomer Amar. But Reish Lakish gave us a pretty good Kal v'chomer. So yes, the Braisas all argue with Reish Lakish. And ultimately, Reish Lakish is an Amor. He doesn't argue with the Braisa. And the Braisa, therefore, trumps Reish Lakish. But why? Reish Lakish brought what seemed to be a valid Kal v'chomer. That if the girl leaves her father's domain with the father's death, then certainly she should leave the Adon's domain with the father's death. That was a good Kal v'chomer. For Reish Lakish, Kal v'chomer Amar. So why didn't the Braisas all include this? So Gemara says, Kal v'chomer pri'chahi, because we can slug up this Kal v'chomer. Mishum, why? The ikol mifrach, you can slug it up in the following way. Ma'ale simonim shenishtana haguf. Simonim physically changed the girl. She's no longer the same girl that she was before the simonim. Before the simonim, she was this person, and now with the simonim, she's now a different person, a separate entity, so to say. So Tomar b'mi says, but Nebuch, with the father's passing, she didn't change at all. She came lo nishtana haguf. She didn't change at all. So therefore, that should have zero impact upon her leaving the Adon. Tosus fleshes out this question a little bit more in Dibra Maskul Malis Simonim. Tosus says, you're going to tell me, Vim Tomar, Mikol Hani Igla Medak, that you could ask the Kal v'chomer the following way. Kal v'chomer, Uma Simonim, the Simonim that the girl has, Sha'afa Pishin Ishtan Aguf, even though her body changes, Eino Metziah Mishus Av. She doesn't leave the Rishos of the father. When she was a Ktana, she was in the Rishos of the father. Now she's a Nara. She's a changed person. Nevertheless, she's still the Rishos of the father. Nevertheless, Motzir Rishos Adam. With Simanim, she does leave the Adam. So here's the real Kal v'chomer. Misa, Sha'afa Pi, Shalom Nishtan Aguf. Even though the Misa of the father, that the Guf didn't change in the girl with the death of the father, Afa Pi, Shalom Nishtan Aguf. Motziyam Rishos Av, with the father's death, she does leave, so Eino Din Shem Motziyam Rishos Adon. So here's the real Kal v'chomer that Reish Lakish was saying, she should leave the Rishos of the Adon. So how do you answer that? The Yishlom HaTzatosa says, this is the slugging up of Reish Lakish's Kal v'chomer. The Vadai Gabe Adon, Shayech Lomar Shinui Guf, Haguf Goreim Hotza. Because by the Adon, it's the Shinui in the Guf that causes her to leave. Mishum the Ein Zeh Haguf Shekana. That's not the girl that he acquired. The girl that he acquired was a Ketana. This girl is now a Nara. It's a different entity, a different person, and that's why she leaves. However, Aval Gabe Av, in regards to the father, yes, Lo Shayach Tam the Shinui Haguf. This concept that her body changed is the Laolam Hu Avia Achare Shinui Kimo Kodem Hashinui, because he's her father, regardless of what she is. He is still her father. So nothing changed in relationship with the father. As opposed to the relationship with the Adon, something has changed. She is a different person. Okay, so that's how we slug up the Kal v'chomer of Reish Lakish going to Tosfos. And the bottom line is, Reish Lakish's Kal v'chomer has been slugged up. All the Braisas disagreed with him. And the bottom line is, the girl, the Amavriya, does not go free with the Misa of the Av, albeit she does go free with the Misa of the Adon under certain situations. Okay. Now we have two new brises. Tani Chod, it says in one brisa, Enek Eved Ivri Liatzmo, the Hanukkah that an Eved Ivri gets, it goes to himself. We'll explain in a moment what this is teaching us. However, the Enek Omar Ria Liatzmo, and likewise, the Hanukkah that the Omar Ria gets, it goes to herself. Now, that isn't in and of itself a problem, except we have another brisa that disagrees. V'tanya idach, another brisa says nothing about the enek ivri, evet ivri, that is always la'atzmo. The Gemara will ask in a moment, why did you have to tell it to us? Pshit, it's obvious. But here, the second brisa says, the hanok, it goes to an omo avriya, enek omo avriya, umitziyaso, and anything that she finds goes li'avia, it goes to her father. And the master, the Odon, has nothing. He only gets entitled to the amount of time that she spent on the Metziah. So it took her away for 10 minutes. She had to go return this item to somebody that she found it, or that she picked it up and detoured off the road to go pick it up. So the 5-10 minutes that she didn't work, so he's entitled to be compensated for that. But she found the $20 bill. He doesn't get the $20 bill. That goes to her father. So the two brises seem to be in conflict. One says the Hanukkah goes to the Omer Vriya of self, and the other one says the Hanukkah goes to the father of the Omer Vriya. So we have a machlokas between the two brises. So let us reconcile them the following way, the Gemara suggests. My love, ha the nafka b'simanim, the ha the nafka lo b'misa sa'av. So we try to resuscitate the idea of Reish Lakish that, in fact, the misa of the father, so that made her go free. And therefore, she got Hanukkah. And that goes to her because her father's dead. As opposed to when she left with Simanim, so that she goes back to her father, so therefore, the father gets it. So maybe that's the two brises. The first one is talking about the nafka b'simanim, and then it goes to the father. That's the second brisa, actually. And the first brisa that says that she gets the Hanukkah herself, that's when the father died. Of course, it's low. That's not correct. Both of them, Edi, the nafka b'simanim. Both brises are talking about when she left with Simanim. However, the lokasha, why does one say it goes to herself, one say it goes to her father? Because Nebuch, the father, died. The lokasha, the isla av, the second brise is that she has a father. The father's still alive, so the Hanukkah goes to the father. And the first brise is Nebuch, the father, died. Hod the leisla, but she didn't go out because the father died. She went out with Simanim. And therefore, since the father's not around, so she gets to keep the Hanukkah herself. Now, Bishlama Enek Omav Rioliatzma. You have to tell me, we understand, both brises have to tell me that the Hanukkah of the Omav Ria either goes to herself or it goes to her father. That we understood. Lemuti Yachin, as opposed to, it doesn't go, if her father passed away, to the father's Yorshim. In other words, her brothers, the father's sons, which are her brothers, it doesn't go to them. The Tanya, because the Pasuk says, as we dashed already in this brisa, we dashed in this Pasuk previously, v'nistachaltim osam levneichem acharechem, osam levneichem v'lo benosechem levneichem, that only the Eved Kenani goes on to your Yerusha, but not your daughters. They don't get passed on, so to say. So the Omer Vriya doesn't get passed on. The monies that she gets, the Metzios, or the Hanukkah, they don't go to the sons of the father after the father passes away. Oh, very good. So we understand why the Brises had to tell us who gets the Hanukkah from the Omer Vriya. Sometimes it's to herself, sometimes it's to her father. Very, very good. We understand that. However, oh, so that's how we understand that then, that the father's rights and the daughter don't get passed over to the sons. Okay, great, very good. However, why did the first Brisa specifically state it? Enek Eved Ivri Liatzmo. El Enek Eved Ivri Liatzmo Pshita. El Laman, who should it go to, if not to himself? It doesn't go to his father. Why would we think it goes to anybody other than himself? Why did the Brisa tell it to us? So we have two terutz, and the first one's from Rav Yosef. Oh, Rav Yosef, you're right. Yud keres kol chazin ohocha. Rashi explains this beautifully. It's a poetic statement. The yud, shiktana, a yud is a very small letter, the smallest letter. Also, your gedola, you made it into a big city, so to say. Kiloma herich mishnah so chinam. That the Tanakama, the first Brisa, so he gave extra words over here. Enek, Eved Ivri Liatzmo was totally unnecessary. He said it for no reason whatsoever. No, mistama for parallelism. He's going to talk about the Omer Vriya's Henek, so he talks about the Eved Ivri's Henek as well, but there is absolutely no din that is being taught over here. According to Rav Yosef, it was extra. We made a little yud into a big city. In other words, totally unnecessary. But then Abaye gives us a teretz that disagrees. Abaye Amar, no, Hochi Amar Sheshes, this is what Sheshes said. That was an important din. He's coming to exclude the famous transitive principle of Rabbi Nasa that we learned already in yesterday's shiur and many times previously. Hamani Tutoihi. This is the author of this brisa is a Talmud Chacham by the name of Tutoi. He's a Talmud Chacham, and he stated this principle over here, the Tanya, Tutoi Omer, this Rebbe Tutoi, said, The word lo teaches us v'lo lebal chovo, that hanek tanik lo, it goes to him, to the eved, and it doesn't get passed on if the eved owed somebody else money. So the eved owed Levi money, and Levi now wants to collect this hanukkah. He says, the transitive principle that we've mentioned many times is, if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes money to Levi, Reuven can give the money straight to Levi and bypass Shimon, because he owes Shimon the money, but Shimon owes Levi the money, so he's allowed to go give it directly to Levi, and this is called the transitive principle of Rebbe Nosson. So everybody agrees over here, including Tutai, that this transitive principle applies. They hold for Rebbe Nosson. However, it comes to teach us in the case of Hanukkah, it doesn't apply, because the pasuk says Hanek Tanik Lo, telling us specifically you give this Hanukkah to Reuven and you don't go give it to Levi, even though Reuven owes the money to Levi. This is the exception to the rule of the din of Rebbe Nosson. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, and here, we already read this previously, we'll run right through it. Here we have the entire Brisa, so we're just going to run right through it. Eil manikin lahem, the following of the people that get Hanukkah. Hayosi bishanim, if the Evan Ivri or the Amar Ivri goes out after the 6 years, or Bayovel, they go out to the Yovel, Ubisas Odo, or they go out when the master dies. All of these, they go out, men or women, but Amar Ivri b'simonim. And the woman goes out as well when she has simonim of Naris. However, the Eved runs away, the Eved runs away, or the Yosef is growing cancer, or somebody pays off the prorated raid for, let's say, the last 3 years, they're not entitled to Hanukkah. Rav Meir disagreed with this last statement. Rav Meir, yes, Boreach, I agree with you about the Boreach, but Yosef is growing cancer, but the one who goes out with the paying off, he, in fact, does get Hanukkah, and the Gemara will explain momentarily the logic behind the Tanakhama and Rav Meir's opinions. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's what we brought down above. That's where the Bryce started above. Abba Manikim had, there were four to get the Hanukkah. Shlosha B'ish, V'gimu B'isha, three apply only to a man, three apply only to a woman. V'iyatu Yochel Lamar, Abba B'yachmim, and no, not all four can apply to a man or to a woman, because in regard to the woman, L'fisha Ein Simonim B'ish, that applies only to a woman, not to a man. And Ritzia, the Nirtso, which we said goes out in the Yovel, that doesn't apply to a woman. Ritzia B'ish, it doesn't apply to a woman, it only applies to a man. Okay, that was the Brisa. Now the Gemara says, where do we know all these dinim from? You know, Hani Mili. How do we learn this out? So we learn another Brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Yochelo Yomanikim El Yotzei B'sheish. I might have thought that only the one who works the full 6 years, he gets Hanukkah. That's what the Pasuk seems to say. How do we know? Minayin l'rabos Yosef Yovel, if they go out during the Yovel, or Uvemisas Adon, if they go out with the death of the master, or V'om Avriya B'simanim, she goes out with the Simanim. How do we know that they're also entitled to a Hanukkah? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says twice, Tishalchenu. The Pasuk first says, V'avol Cheshay Shonim, V'shon Shavis Tishalchenu, Choshi Meimach. And then the next Pasuk says, V'chis Tishalchenu, Choshi Meimach. It repeats as Rashi says, tells us Tarti, tells us twice, and therefore, that teaches us the din of not only the Shei Shanim, but also the one who goes out with Yovel, with Mises Adon, or the Om Avriya B'Simanim. No, once you're telling me it's Marba other things, I might have thought, Yochel Shanim Marba, Boreach V'Yosef Yigor and Kesef. Then it should also include the one who ran away, or the one who paid off their prorated amount of years. They should also get Hanukkah. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'chis Shalchenu Chofshi Meimach. It's when the master, the Adon, sends you out. This is the Tanakhama's understanding. The one where the master sends you out, then you're entitled to Hanukkah. So the master sends you out after the 6 years, after the Yovel, or with the death of the master, or with the Amaria getting Simanim. Then you send her or him out. As opposed to Yotze Boreach, he sent himself out. He ran away. He paid off the debt. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, in those situations, he's not sending you away. You sent yourself away, so to say, by either running away or by purchasing the last couple of years, the prorated amount. So therefore, the Tanakhama says they're not entitled to Hanukkah. No, Rebbe Meir, he agreed with the Boreach, but he didn't agree with Yosef B'Goron and Kesef. Why not? For Meir Omer, Boreach in Manikilo, then Shilucho Meimach. I agree with you with the Boreach, because he certainly is going away on his own. But Avo Yosef B'Goron and Kesef, Shishilucho Meimcha, he says no. He paid it off, and then you sent him away. So therefore, that's why Rebbe Meir says that the one who goes out, Begiron Kesef, also is entitled to Hanukkah. Now the Gemara says, Boreach Hashlama Boy. Wait a second. If the servant runs away, he ran away after 4 years. So now, when you capture him, he has to work the extra 2 years. So why isn't he entitled to Hanukkah? He'll work the extra 2 years. As we see in the Brisa, the Tanya, Minayin L'Boreach Shechayv L'Hashlam. If the guy who runs away is an Eved Ivri, he's caught, he has to come back and work for the remaining number of years. So he's still not entitled to Hanukkah, but he has to go and have the completion of his 6 years. Talmud Lomar, Sheish on him Yavod. It says that he has to work the 6 years. So if he ran away, he has to when he's caught, he has to come back and work the rest of the years. So therefore, why isn't he entitled to Hanukkah when he works the full 6 years? And now we turn to the Zayin and Malaf, and we continue the Brisa before we get to the point. Yachal v'Yulchala. You might have thought that even if he's sick, he still has to go make up the time that he was sick. So let's say he was sick for the entire period of time, even all 6 years. So you might think that he still has to go work another 6 years. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, no, Ubashvi Yetze, that he goes out in the seventh year. So therefore, this din of Hanukkah applies for all 6 years, but he has to be mashlemet. Albeit if he's sick, he doesn't have to be mashlemet, which we'll discuss in a moment. So the bottom line is that we said that the Hanukkah is not given to the guy that runs away, but why not? Some of the Rishis explains, you know what we're dealing with over here? Kigon Shibarach, the guy ran away. Let's say he ran away, he's 4 years, he still has 2 years left. But then the Yovel comes. Upaga Yovel. So now, what I might have said, Mao, the Tema, Ho will be apically Yovel, since he goes out anyway because of the Yovel. So you know what? Shilucho Me'imach Karinabe. This is him being sent away by you because the Yovel came. And therefore, Velo Nikdise. We don't give him a knas. Denonically, even though he ran away, maybe we should give him a hanukkah. Oh, kamash v'lan. Both the Tanakhama and Rebbeinu both tell us over here, no, if you're a runaway, if you're a boreach, you're not entitled. That's not called that the owner, the adon, is sending you away. That's you sent yourself away, and therefore you're not entitled to the hanukkah. Now we go back and we discuss the brisa that said about the sick person. Amar, we said in the brisa, yochal afilu chola. You might have thought that even if he's sick all 6 years, that he'd have to then make up another 6 years and work for you further. Talmud Lomar, it said no. Uvashviyas, it said that he goes out in the seventh year. So therefore, there is hanok in this situation, even though he was sick all 6 years. But then we have another brisa that seems to apply, afilu chola kol sheish, if you're sick all 6 years, that you're still entitled to tanaka. You don't have to be mashlim. For Tanya, we have another brisa that says, cholosh shalosh, if you're sick for 3 years, but you work for 3 years, then enu chayv lahashlim. You don't have to make it up the other 3 years. However, implication being, cholosh kol sheish, if you were sick all 6 years, so chayv lahashlim, you do have to make it up. So the second brisa argues with the first brisa. So how do we reconcile that? Amar sheishis, no. The first brisa that says, even though you were sick for 6 years, you don't have to make it up. You don't have to be mashlim. Is ba'osa ma'isa machad. You're able to do a little needlework. You're able to do a little bit of sewing over here. So you weren't totally unemployable. You weren't totally sick. So yeah, you were you're not feeling so well. You couldn't plow the field, but you could do little jobs like sewing. And therefore, it's considered that you worked for 6 years. Now, even in the second brisa, it seems to be a stira. It said cholosh shalosh. If you're sick for 3 years, but you work for 3 years, so then you don't have to make it up. But then it said, chol kol sheish, for all 6 years, you have to be making up. What about 4 and 5 years? It doesn't mention anything about that. So the second brisa seems to be mutually contradictory. Haguf akasha, the second brisa seems to be, again, internally inconsistent. Amra, first you tell me, chol shalosh, you have a shalosh, if you work for 3 years and sick for 3 years, then enu chayv lahashlim, you don't have to make it up. Implication being that if you're sick for 4 years, you do have to make it up. Arba, chayv lahashlim. But then keep on reading the brisa. It said, "Ema sefer only chol kol sheish chayv lahashlim." If you're sick for all 6 years, you have to make it up. Implication being of the sefer, ha arba ein chayv lahashlim. You don't have to make it up if you're only sick for 4 or 5 years. So which one is it? What it's telling us is if you worked for half the time or more, so then you don't have to make it up. But if you work for less than half the time, you do have to make it up. Chol arba nasa kamisha chol kol sheish. If you are sick for 4 years, anything more than 3 years, so in 4 years, 5 years, or 6 years, it's like you're sick for all 6 years, nasa kamisha chol kol sheish, and v'chayil lahashlim, if you weren't able to do the ma'isim achad. If you're able to do the ma'isim achad, so then it's considered working. But if you're so sick, nebuch, you're in a car accident, and you're in the ICU for 6 years, so then in that situation, you couldn't do anything, so then that person would have to make it up. Baruch Hashem, he gets a foolish lema, he'll have to still go work 6 years. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.